1380 KCIM Sports presents KCIM Sports Rewind. A look back at the week in high school sports, brought to you by St. Anthony Rehab Services. Here's Sports Director Jeff Blankman, John Ryan, and Jeff Honnold.
Hello, KCIM Sports Rewind. We're going to announce our All-Rewind basketball team and participants in the first ever KCIM Sports Rewind All-Star Game coming up this weekend here in just a couple more minutes. But John Ryan, Jeff Blankman, World Traveler Jeff Honnold back in the studio with us.
It is really nice to be home.
Kentucky last week to work. What kind of job did you end up getting?
I got lost in the hills of Kentucky, and I'm telling you, when you're lost in the hills of Kentucky, you're waiting to hear a banjo, and you're wanting to get
there's
out.
There's never a good story that starts, I was lost in the hills of Kentucky once.
Yeah, their roads, what they call state highways, we call paths here. Yeah. Our gravel roads are wider than what they have for even their U.S. highways, so that was an interesting trip. Fun, but glad to be home.
A real life lesson to be learned, that's for sure.
If you hear a banjo, drive fast.
Step on it. No speed limits available, sir. So, Jeff, you were on the road last night, too. Yeah. You're also to Sioux City, not quite the hills of Kentucky there. So you were at the NAIA Women's Championship.
Yeah, NAIA Division II semifinals held last night.
Or semifinals,
I had Dakota Wesleyan won the first game out of the GPAC, so it'll be an all GPAC championship game tonight. They'll take on Concordia. Last night, three of the four teams there were GPAC teams, which is pretty cool and stuff. But I went up there to watch Northwestern. Of course, if anybody has kind of been following this year, you had Paige Danner from Arweva, Haley Burks from South Central Calhoun, and Renee Manneman, who played at Newell Fond in her high school career, all playing for Northwestern. So they played well. Was in the game until really at halftime. They were down 46-38. Had the lead for a portion of the first half. Concordia went on just a little bit of a run right there at the end of the first half to stretch the lead to 8. Came out in the third quarter, and Northwestern didn't shoot threes well until the fourth last night, and they just could not get a shot to fall. I bet you they opened up 1 of 16 from the field in the third quarter. Legs were gone. Ended up falling down by 18, but battled back, got it all the way down to 7. Ended up falling last night in the semifinal game, 84-77. I don't have their individual stats right in front of me again, but I know Paige Danner finished up with like 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. She passed the ball really well early last night. Outstanding defensive effort for her. She was clamping down on their guards and just really working hard defensively. Haley Burks had a tremendous double-double, just the energy level that she played with last night. Finished with 14 points, 13 rebounds in the game. And then Renee Manneman, I'll tell you what, I don't know if I've ever seen anybody that maybe a Magic Johnson or something like that that sees the floor like she does. She just makes incredible passes. There are times where you sit here and you go, how did she see that player? And how was she able to thread that needle and get him the ball? But she finished up with 19 points, 9 assists last night. But a credible game for all three of those. But, again, they just fell a little short. You could kind of tell in the third quarter that they played Thursday, Friday, Saturday of last week, and then last night.
And Saturday was overtime,
right? Saturday was overtime. Yep. Concordia goes about 10 deep. They kind of do like a 4-person rotation where they're constantly subbing in 4 new kids.
Shift change, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And Newell Fonda, Northwestern pretty much was 6, kind of 7 a little bit every now and then last night, but really just 6 players. And you could kind of tell in the third quarter that after that many days in a row of playing that the legs were kind of starting to leave them.
How many seniors do they have? What did
just
they come
two.
Back?
Just 2. Paige Danner and Renee Manneman are going to be graduating. So 2 really key players to that
team. 2 of
their
big players.
Absolutely. But they've got some good, nice young talent up there. I think they're going to have a chance to make a deep run again next year.
How about talent-wise? I mean, you see these players, you saw them in high school, now you see them years later in college. How much elevated is their game?
Oh, quite a bit.
It's night and day.
Absolutely, night and day. Yeah, and they were great players in high school. And it's different players in a way. Paige was a girl that had to score a lot for a couple of years over there at Arweva. She doesn't have to score as much at Northwestern because their offense really kind of starts inside first. And she does all of the other little things extremely well. You know, Haley shot a lot more threes probably at the high school level than she does now, but kind of she still shoots the 3 but focuses more kind of on the inside game and rebounding. And then, you know, Manneman's kind of the same player. She's just taken her passing to a different level. Yeah.
You know, and you look at all 3 of them were well-rounded athletes
Absolutely.
Going in there, and that's why those college coaches look for that. You know, they knew once you got them in and got them focused on one sport, they would get much better.
Yep.
The coaches tell me when they look at you, the high school kids are already focused on one. That's about as good as they're going to get. I mean, yep. you've got them polished there. So congratulations to those ladies. They had a good year.
Great to see the local kids doing well on the next level as well. Now, I got to want to talk about the All-Rewind Basketball All-Star Game coming up this weekend. Yes. Before we get to our All-Star teams, now, all the players we're going to talk about this morning, they're all invited.
They're all invited. To participate. Yes, absolutely. Got about, right now, about 45, somewhere in that area, out of the 60 that are going to be named here today that we'll be able to attend. I made one mistake, kind of, and that was I scheduled it on the state AAU Volleyball Tournament Championships down in Des Moines. So we're going to be losing a few of the girls to that. Some of the Kemper boys are going to be, senior boys are going to be on vacation this week with spring break, so we're going to be missing a few kids, but still a pretty good turnout. The seniors are the only ones, according to the state and the NCAA rules, that can play in the All-Star game. So the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that are named cannot play in the All-Star game, but it is fine for them to play in the three-point shooting contest. We'll have a spot shot contest and an award ceremony at the halftime of the game. So all of the kids that are there that want to participate in something will be able to participate in something coming up on
And that
Saturday.
Was an NCAA rule, which That's I found interesting. That they're regulating all the way down to the high school level about who can play in All-Star games.
Yeah,
that is kind of crazy that they're doing that. But that's coming up Saturday. Again, doors open at 1 o'clock. Game starts at 1:30. Interesting thing is girls and boys are going to play in the game.
Yes.
We don't have enough teams to say just a girls or just a boys game. So I think it's going to be a lot more fun to play them
at
the same time.
Absolutely. 7 girls, 11 boys. We've got 18 seniors that are going to be able to come and play on Saturday afternoon at Carroll High School. And so we're gonna play the girls and boys together. Now, the three-point shooting contest will be separate. We'll have a girls one, we'll have a boys one. They'll be going on at the same time on the opposite ends of the floor. And then we'll have a shoot-off between the champions. So whoever the girls champion is will shoot against the boys champion for the overall crown.
Are you bringing your? Are you lacing up? Are you going to play
I'm
in the game?
I'm not going to play.
Come on.
Nope.
I'll MC if you'll actually get out on the floor and play a little bit. I want to see
if
you can keep
sumo
up.
MCing, so.
Oh.
Sumo's going to be fill in an MC. Yep.
It's just pretty good if he can bend over and tie his shoes, I think.
Well, yes. There you go. There's that. So,
I wouldn't be able to do that if I tried to run with
He's
going to
lace up, but that's totally different. We're going to introduce you to the All-Star teams coming up here in just a moment. KCIM Sports Rewind.
This is Steve Schabel, certified and licensed athletic trainer with St. Anthony Rehab Services. With another Sports Year upon us, we say thank you to the numerous athletes who chose St. Anthony for their athletic training needs. We evaluate athletic injuries for all area athletes at no charge. If you have questions about an injury or prevention and treatment programs, call St. Anthony Rehab Services. Our staff of therapists and trainers provide professional advice on treatment programs to best suit your therapeutic needs. To be your best, you must expect the best. St. Anthony Rehab Services, 794-5000.
This is KCIM Sports Rewind, of course, a tradition we've done here for, about 10 years?
10, 12 years probably at least, yeah.
Okay, all right. We have the All-Star Rewind girls basketball team is what we're going to start with. And again, all of these girls, of course, are going to be able to participate in some form or another at the All-Star game coming up this weekend at Carroll High School. So let's begin with our honorable mention team, and we'll begin with South Central Calhoun. Emma McKinney was the representative from the honorable mention from South Central Calhoun.
Outstanding young player. really has kind of all of the different skills she can handle. She can shoot the outside shot. She can score inside. She can rebound. She can pass. There's not many things that Emma can't do.
But you look at her. She's a skinny little thing, and she's a ball of energy. She's a lot of fun, but you would not expect her to do what she does.
No, absolutely.
From Peyton Cherdan, we've got Danielle Hoyle and Megan Carey making the honorable mention team.
We'll start with Megan Carey, a player that just gives you effort all the time. She's playing on a bum ankle and has for the last couple of years. just has really become a good shooter and a nice point guard for them. Does whatever the team really needs her to do to try and help them win, and just one of the hardest working kids you're going to find.
She'd be probably moved up on this list if she was ever healthy.
Yes. Yep.
How about Megan Carey?
Danielle Hoyle.
Danielle,
a freshman. I think the thing that impressed me probably the most with her this year is she came in with so much pressure on her because people have been talking about her for years. Wait till this girl gets into high school. Yeah. Wait till this girl gets into high school. And she still went out and averaged a double-double and played very calm and like there wasn't any pressure on her this year to go out and excel. But great scorer inside. She's got a nice mid-range jump shot and can rebound and defend as well on the inside.
How about two members of the Kemper Knights? We have Macy Overmull and Kara Peter.
We'll start off with Kara. Really came on the second half of the season. Everybody knows how good of a volleyball player she is, but I think her basketball talent is comparable to what she is on the volleyball floor. A lot of it was just, I think, starting to trust in herself and believe in herself out there on the floor, and she started to do that late in the year. I flash back to a game down at Xyra Okra and Kimbledon going up against, I think, one of the best post players in our area of the state, and Sophia Peppers down there. And Sophia generally takes over games in the fourth quarter, but couldn't against Kara because Kara was kind of handling her.
I think Kara's just starting to figure out how good of an athlete she is, just all the way around.
You bet. And then Macy, a tremendous three-point shooter, and has really kind of developed a nice all-around game. Has become a better dribble penetrator and mid-range shooter this last season. But when she's open, you might as well start heading down to the other end of the floor because she's not going to miss.
It always amazes me somebody leaves her open, doesn't pay attention, because she will drain those.
How about a quartet of players? We'll get to the Glidden Ralston members. IKM Manning, Peyton Sporer, a member of the honorable mention team.
Yeah, and Peyton, a tremendous kid, really hard worker, plays really good defense, can score inside. She's one of those players that's got this uncanny ability that she'd rather go left than go right, even though she's a righty. She'll catch that ball on the right elbow, and if you give her the left side of the lane, she's going to beat you, and she's going to shoot a layup. And she probably leads the state in bruises and floor burns after a game because she is diving all over the floor. She is nothing but hustle all the time.
Yeah, she's a high-energy girl.
How about Glidden Ralston landing four members on the honorable mention team? That's Bridget Daniel, Tiana Jansen, Hannah Whitver, and Sam Brown.
You bet. We will start with Bridget Daniel, a solid point guard that improved every year for them, became a nice outside shooter for them, handled kind of that role of getting them set up in their offense. Worked hard during the offseason to become kind of the player that she has become over the last few years and was kind of a key in getting that team to the season that they had, considering they lost four or five starters off of last year's team. So she was a big part of it. Tiana Jansen, terrific dribble penetrator, gets to the free throw line a lot because of how hard she goes to the rim, defends like crazy, just a nice player for them. Hannah Whitver, she's one of those girls that, just a sophomore, she's got so much upside.
Works hard.
Absolutely.
If somebody would ask me one word or two words, it would be works hard. I mean, she works every time.
Yeah, and she's got all the ability. I think she's going to be one of those girls, as she continues to gain confidence in herself as a basketball player, she's going to score, rebound, defend, pass. There's not anything she can't do well out on the basketball floor. And then we finish with Sam Brown, probably one of, like Macy Overmull, probably one of the premier three-point shooters in the game. I think she did a better job this year of kind of realizing that defenses were starting to take that away from her a little bit and realizing that she needed to dribble drive just a little bit more and became pretty effective at it.
How about a member of the East Sac County Raiders who really came on late in the year after injuries? This girl really stepped up. Maddie Quirk, a young player for the Raiders, going to be back again.
Yeah, I tell you what, just a tremendous talent, John. I know you got a chance to see him. She came off of the bench early in the year and provided that sixth-man role for him.
Mm-hmm.
Really good outside shooter, can take the ball to the rack, kind of like a Peyton Sporer in a way. She's not afraid to dive all over the floor and get floor burned. She's just out there giving you 110% all the time. And it's hard to find. I know Coach says that, you know, sometimes young players make young mistakes, and she did some of that this year just because she's a young player. But there's not really an area of her game where you look at it and you go, that's a weakness. Every area she's pretty darn good at.
I tell you what, she and Taylor Huska are going to make a great combination next year. They're going to be outstanding. She's got a great high basketball IQ, does Maddie Quirk.
Yep.
How about two members of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, Jade Hayes, Taylor Pivasdorf on the honorable mention team?
We'll start with Jade. Uses that tremendous track speed and quickness to just hound people defensively. Probably one of the better one-on-one defenders and also is really does a good job of anticipating and getting into passing lanes and really good on the defensive end. She makes fun of her own shot in a way. She tweeted at the end of the year, got through 4 years with an ugly shot, but she was able to score, you know, and stuff. So she found ways to get the ball into the basket, you know, even with a shot that wasn't exactly the way maybe a shooting coach would teach her to shoot.
Yeah, you know, she's one of those kids you have to love. She's smiling all the time, but she brought the energy to them, and that's what they needed there is that energy level.
And Taylor Pivasdorf, kind of a wing player that had to become kind of a post player this year for them because they graduated Tina Lyer Van Meter and became a rebounding you know, giant for them. Just had a great year on the backboards. Terrific passer as well. Didn't always look to score, even though she had a nice shot. But just worked so hard and always kind of did the small things that maybe didn't always show up in the scorebook and stuff, but was a huge part of any successes that they had this year.
Yeah, I think she was a little taller. She could probably pick her sport she wanted to go play at college. But you're right. One of those the scary athletes that you don't realize she kind of sneaks up on you.
Carroll Tigers making strides this past year, landing three on the honorable mention team. That is Ella Collison, Laura Sweeney, and Taylor Moore.
We'll start off with a veteran out of that group. Taylor Moore, a junior. I like her game. She can handle the ball. She can defend. She can shoot the three. She's got a nice pull-up mid-range jumper. She can get to the rim. I think this year she grew as a player. It was just getting comfortable playing with all those younger kids that all of a sudden kind of were in the lineup. But a very good athlete that I think's got a future if she wants it.
I think she can play all the way around. I would like to see her a little bit more down low. The kid can jump out of the gym. Yep. I think she could be a rebounding giant for you. I think she can play all of it. She could be a really hard matchup if they figured up how to use her inside and outside.
Yeah, and they tried that with that dribble penetration, but she's so good on the outside shooting the three that you can't not have her shoot some of those as well. We'll move on to Ella Collison, another one of those players that didn't start early in the year, saw just limited minutes in the first few games, but worked herself into a starting role as the season went on and really gets to the rim well, can shoot well, defends well. There's just not a lot of weaknesses to her game and ended up being the second leading scorer. I think led them in assists on the year, one of the leading rebounders. She's just going to be a good player for them.
Safe to say the next two, her and Laura, will be higher up next year than honorable mention if they continue to work. They are athletic. They are very strong. They will probably be the ones that help lead this thing, Carroll Tiger team, out of where they've been. And fun kids to be around, hardworking kids, good kids, but they also work hard at it, and they're going to continue to grow.
Yeah, and Laura was really terrific early in the year, kind of got a starting job right away and led the team in scoring for a while, finished second on the team, really able to get to the rim, distributes the ball well. I think as defenses adjusted to her, she adjusted her game a little bit, and there's some areas that she'll still probably need to continue to work on because defenses now know that she needs to drive a lot.
How about a couple of our Weva Rocket members, Jaden Smith and Emily Hinners?
Emily, a solid rebounder inside, really kind of settled in and shot the ball well this year. Jaden Smith is a freshman, did a terrific job of getting inside, scoring, rebounding. Nice freshman that's got some things that she'll have to continue to work on, but has got a good future.
Jaden Smith.
Just talked about her.
I'm sorry. I'm losing track on the things here. Let's talk about Audubon Wheelers, Leah Subert and Macy DeBauer.
Leah really came on strong this year. Didn't get varsity time last year, but really took over the point guard role, grew into that, became a great scorer for them as the season went. Outstanding free throw shooter. And for Macy, nice scorer inside, really good rebounder, really good shot blocker inside as well.
Those are the honorable mention members of the All Rewind team. How about the second team? Now we're going to name honorable mention second team and first team here. On the second team, we have a couple members of the IKM Manning Wolves. That's Shauna Wrighton and Peyton Gross.
Shauna, a better defender than people realize. She might not like clamp down on you defensively all the time, but she has a knack of being able to read passing lanes and really quick hands where she can pick the dribbler. Nice dribble drive, can shoot from the outside as well. Peyton Gross, just a great rebounder inside, a hustle kid, finds ways to score as an undersized post, and a better defender than you realize down in the blocks as well.
Second team member also for Jenna Byers of the Peyton Chardin Rockets.
Terrific player. Probably, I think if she plays in college, will be a wing because she's not the tallest player, but they need her to play in the post, and she's got a good dribble drive, can score inside, rebounds, and has become a better ball handler over the last couple of years.
How about from South Central Calhoun, the Titans landing Heidi Hammond on the second team.
Terrific year this year for her. Very good outside shooter. Has been able to learn how to dribble drive a little bit more. He's got a nice mid-range shot as well and rebounds the ball well, and I think's got some really quick hands defensively.
And the final member of our second team, Brooklyn Backey of the Kemper Knights.
One of the leaders and maybe the overall leader of that Kemper team. Terrific outside shooter. Really gets to the rim extremely well because of how strong she is. She is going to work her tail off defensively. Really love watching her play.
And that's the second team of the All Rewind team that we're naming here. Let's get to the first team. How about four guards and a center that can run you out of the gym? This is a terrific lineup. Let's begin. I mean, anywhere in the backcourt, you put this combination together. We'll begin with Matty Jones from South Central Calhoun.
Great player.
Yeah.
Does everything. Just amazing. Passes the ball, defends, shoots the three, gets to the rim, gets to the free throw line, led the team in rebounding as a point guard. When you look at her game, you just don't see a weakness. You just don't.
You can almost fill in the name and say almost the exact same thing about Taylor Huska or Vesak County.
Absolutely. She plays with so much energy. I don't know how she's able to do it. Terrific. Yeah, absolutely. Terrific outside shooter. Gets to the rim, defends. Just a tremendous player. And, you know, it's weird because she didn't play a ton as a freshman, but the last 2 years she's been one of the elite players around.
And really draws all the defensive attention.
Absolutely.
From every single team night in and night out, and still continues to put up the numbers. Emily Danner of the Arweva Rockets.
Now, very good bounce back year after missing last year with that knee injury. Can shoot, defend, great shot blocker. She's got that uncanny ability to time things.
And my guess is that knee injury still was bugging her. She's going to be better in college than she was here.
Absolutely.
Kaya Rasmussen of the IKM Manning Wolves on the first team.
All-time assist leader in IKM Manning history. Terrific outside shooter. Has got a teardrop floater that is just a killer. Gets into the lane. I don't know how she finds a way to get that shot off, but one of the elite players that we've had come through our area.
And a player that's head and shoulders, literally, because she's so much taller than all of the four other guards in the starting five. Amy Adams of the Kemper Knights.
Terrific. Somehow finds a way to score all the time. Defenses have kind of figured out that she's going to go left, but she still finds a way to put the ball in the basket.
And I don't think she's seen her full potential
no,
there either. That's the scary
absolutely
part.
Absolutely.
So more to come from her. Once again, we got to name our player of the year. And, of course, that, boy, I tell you what, you could just flip a coin with a lot of players there. But you got Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning. You've got Taylor Huska from Esak County, but the player of the year, Matty Jones of the South Central Calhoun Titans.
Yeah, you look at the year she had this year and the way she was able to take command of that team. And, yeah, you're right. We've got some great players in the area, but she's the elite one, absolutely.
And the coach of the year this year, a number of players. Twin Lakes Conference was outstanding. You got Mike Fisher from Esak County with the limited numbers on the varsity level. South Central Calhoun with Eric Francis, his first year stepping in.
Yep.
For Dave Burks, but the coach of the year, Gene Rasmussen of IKM Manning, probably the best job Gene has done in a long time. He's got talent, but I tell you what, he really did a great job molding this team.
And played an extremely difficult schedule and was able to get them through with a really good record. Just kind of ran out a little bit of gas against West Sioux trying to get to state this year.
Mm-hmm. So that is it. That's our Rewind team for the girls. We're going to talk about the boys coming up next.
This is Steve Shable, certified and licensed athletic trainer with St. Anthony Rehab Services. With another sports year upon us, we say thank you to the numerous athletes who chose St. Anthony for their athletic training needs. We evaluate athletic injuries for all area athletes at no charge. If you have questions about an injury or prevention and treatment programs, call St. Anthony Rehab Services. Our staff of therapists and trainers provide professional advice on treatment programs to best suit your therapeutic needs. To be your best, you must expect the best. St. Anthony Rehab Services, 794-5000.
It's 9:53, and also, what do we have, a member on the team that has a birthday today, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my phone just popped up and gave me the list of Facebook birthdays today, and Emma McKinney, who we mentioned from South Central on the girls' honorable mention team, is celebrating a birthday today.
Maybe they'll have to sing to her Saturday.
There we go. Might do that, yeah.
All right, which one of you is going to lead that?
Not me.
Jeff.
That's what I thought. Let's get to the boys' all Rewind team here. This is the honorable mention team, and again, all these players are going to be invited to the big game coming up on Saturday. Let's start with South Central Calhoun. Two members, Jared Burks and Zane Newbaum.
Zane, terrific scorer, very good outside shooter. Didn't see varsity time really last year, but stepped in this year and became just a really good second player for them and really is going to be, a really good player for them in the future.
How about the Peyton Chardin Rockets landing two members on the...
I haven't mentioned Jared yet, sorry.
You're losing me here.
I know. Jared Burks, terrific player. Last night I was standing next to him, I asked him if he was 6'9 yet, because he seems like he's continuing to grow. But he's about 6'5", can shoot the three, can dribble, mid-range game, continues to get better inside, outstanding rebounder. He's got a great future.
Peyton Shirdan landing Tyler Miller and Charlie Minahan on the honorable mention team.
Charlie had a great year this year. Fantastic senior, really hardworking kid. Knew that he needed to kind of step up his role this year with what they lost off of last year's team, and did that. Became their second leading scorer and just an all-around outstanding great kid. Tyler Miller, a big guy down in the post. I don't think he's quite realized yet the abilities that he has, and I think once he does that, he could become an unstoppable force. But that doesn't mean that he didn't have a really good year this year. He did. He is just one of those athletes that once he realizes how much potential he's got, it's going to be scary how good he'll be.
How about from the Kemper Knights, Jared Tigges?
Terrific guard, able to get into the lane. Their offense a lot this year was getting him into the lane and letting him kick to their outstanding shooters, and he did a great job of that. And for a guy that's not real tall, he's not afraid to go in and attack the guys down low either.
And as good a scorer as they are, I think that's probably why he falls down to honorable mention, is he isn't scoring as much. He doesn't get the acclaim, but really did run that offense.
Absolutely.
Three members of the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats on the honorable mention team: Blake Pagel, Trent Wiederen, and Justin Sparks.
Blake, really good at getting into the lane, and he's got a floater, and he loves to use that floater. Was able to get that to pick up a win against Peyton Shirdan late this year in overtime. Outstanding young guy. Trent Wiederen, better three-point shooter than his mind will let him believe. Trent's a good shooter. He was joking with me the other day about the three-point shooting contest. He was just hoping he'd make one, but very good shooter, good kid, works really hard on both ends. And Justin Sparks, to me, it was tough not having him on the first or second team. It tells you how good that first and second team is, because that young guy is just, there isn't anything he can't do well out on the basketball floor. I loved watching Justin Sparks play.
Four members of the East Sac County Raiders landing on the honorable mention team. They include Brandon Clare, Levi Olhausen, Josh Halber, and Ryan Belcock.
We'll start off with Ryan. Good spot-up shooter, can get inside and rebound well, plays good defense. And one of those guys that I think could probably score more, but understands they had a lot of guys that could score on the team and accepted the fact that, you know, they were going to be a balanced team and didn't force things this year. Josh Halber, you listened to Coach Bontrager, and I felt the same way. He was kind of the heart and soul. He was the hustle guy, rebounded, passed, kind of did all of the little things and was the leader out on the floor. Levi Olhausen, terrific point guard, good shooter, able to get into the lane as well. And then Brandon Clare, one of those guys, again, terrific inside, can score on the outside, just got a lot of ability.
Yeah, Levi and Josh, seniors, Ryan and Brandon, right back again at it next year. So just juniors this year. Chase Heidoff of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders on the honorable mention team as well.
Great to see him here and great to see him play. Last year missed the entire season because of an injury and a serious injury. Really became a great second cog to Ben Obert down there this year, and had a great, great year coming off that injury last year. And just a fantastic kid that really doesn't say much but goes out and plays extremely hard.
Carroll Tigers land three members on honorable mention this year. That is Jang Gigolo, Boom Lal, and Justin Moore.
We'll start off with Jang, another one of those guys that if I'm going to coach a team, I want Jang's on my team.
He's freaky athletic.
He's a very good athlete, but he does all of the small things. He's going to defend, rebound. He is just the complete package of a guy that you want to coach, because every coach dreams of having guys like that on their team.
How about
we'll go to Boom. Boom, a terrific three-point shooter.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, is he scary good, and he really came kind of out of nowhere in a way this year for the Tigers and became an outstanding player for them. It's going to be different not having Cooper next year, but a guy like Boom might be able to take over knocking down some of the threes, and actually had a better three-point percentage than Coop, who is a great three-point shooter. Justin Moore, I thought it was interesting. Coach Beeson told me one time that Justin came to him a few years ago and says, what do I need to do to be able to get on the floor and help the team? And he's like, you got Cooper, you know, he's going to be able to get in the lane, so work on your three-point shot. So he worked and worked and worked and became a very good three-point shooter. He's also a terrific defender and can dish the ball as well.
He became a really good passer.
Absolutely.
That's every player's dream, to have your coach go and work on your three-point shot, man.
Yeah.
Stay out there and launch away. How about three members from the Audubon Wheelers, Josh Lang, Lane Lawson, and Tate Killeen?
We'll start off with Josh. Battled injuries this year, whether it be off of football season or the eye injury that he got throughout the year. I was really happy with the way he led a young team. He became really the only senior on the team after Tyler Reboff went down with his surgery this year at the Christmas break. Became a great leader for a very young team. Lane Lawson somehow finds a way to score against guys bigger than him and rebound inside. Just a terrific hustle guy. And Tate Killeen, not many things that this guy doesn't do well. He's not really a lockdown defender, but he leads the team in steals because he's so good at reading passing lanes, can shoot the three, and is terrific at getting to the rim.
Last member of the honorable mention team is Dylan Vetter of the Arweva Rockets.
Outstanding outside shooter as well. Became more of a force this year inside. Really didn't get a ton of minutes in the past, so he kind of really took his chances this year as a senior and became a fantastic player for a team that had a great year, having lost that terrific senior class from last year.
That is the honorable mention team. The second team, of course, let's begin with the IKM Manning Wolves and Alex Lingle.
Great year. He has got a freaky good mid-range jump shot, gets off of the ground extremely high, so it's really hard for defenders to defend him. Had like 34-17 in the first game of the year this year, so kind of just jumped out on the scene. Good rebounder, good defender. He's got a terrific future, is going to be a senior next year.
Also from IKM Manning, Jared Johnson.
Outstanding player. Love watching this kid play. Doesn't show a lot of emotion out on the floor, but he's like a quiet assassin. Great mid-range jumper, could hit the three when he needed it to, got to the rim, defended, passed, just a fun kid.
Jake Burns of the Peyton Jerdan Rockets.
I think the biggest thing I can say about him is a comment that one of the conference coaches said to me one time. There's nobody that plays with harder or more intensity than Jake Burns. He's got all the skills, and then you put that kind of work ethic with the skills to do anything well on a basketball floor, tells you how terrific of a player. He was one of those guys that he's like the sixth guy. It was hard not putting him on that starting five.
How about from the Kirrill Tigers, Colby Vincent landing on the second team?
Great year for him. Kind of started quietly this year, but Jeff, you saw him a little more than I did. Had a fantastic year.
I think he grew up. He played as a freshman last year. He was kind of that scared guy out there. This year, you're starting to see him maybe step up a little bit more and step into that. I think the next couple of years for this young man will be fun to watch.
How about a key member of the Kemper Knights, Sam Owen, our final member of the second team?
If he's in the gym, he's in his range.
Absolutely. There's not many that'll shoot the ball better than this guy, and he became good at dribble penetrating this year and kind of creating the shot when he knew defenses were going to take that three-point shot. I tell you what, the 27-28 footer that he nailed from the sidelines against Sheldon in the quarterfinals at State says kind of all you need to know about this guy. They needed somebody to get hot, and he stepped up and was that guy.
With some of the great talent we had, it was kind of hard. First team picks this year, there's two members of the Arweva Rockets. Keegan Simons, Drew Shirky make first team all rewind.
And Keegan averaged a double-double at one point of the year, was averaging about 25-18. and that was like through 9-10 games of the year, so it wasn't like a one- or two-game stretch. He just really is a great basketball player and kind of does everything well, and he's kind of another one of those guys that doesn't talk a lot, but he just goes out and talks with his play, and just a terrific young guy, has really gained so much confidence. Drew, great outside shooter, gets to the rim. What I love about him is he's going to say, okay, that guy's their best scoring guard. I don't care if he's 6 inches taller than me or not. I'm going to be in his shorts all night long. I'm going to drive him crazy, and he's not going to score against me, and that's the way he works defensively. Just fun guy to watch on the defensive end.
Third member of the first team is Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bear.
Smooth. Yeah, he is just fantastic. He is an amazing talent, and I know in talking to Corey Meyer, this kid works extremely, extremely hard. Corey has got the utmost respect for him, and that says all I need to know about him, because I've got the utmost respect for Corey as a coach, and so do I think all of the other coaches that have to coach against him, and with the respect that he has for Ben, that just says it all right there.
Cooper Ross of the Kirrill Tigers.
I'm going to put this out for Cooper. So we teased him about not having his contacts in and struggling. The kid couldn't see and still ran the offense at a high level. That's all you need to know about Cooper right there.
Yeah. One of the elite players around this area, just a great young guy.
Also, the final member of the first team, Parker Bating of the Kemper Knights.
One of the probably five greatest players maybe in the history of Kemper, and that says a lot. You look at where he is going to rank in the ranks right now on some of the all-time lists. Just a great, great basketball player. I would say that probably him and Matt Dantling are in my 14 years are the two best players that I've seen come through Kemper. And he, you know, what amazed me, it was last year Matt was the leader and Parker just did his thing and kind of didn't, you know, try to do too much. And this year he knew he had to be the guy, and he stepped up, and he was that guy, and he was amazing.
call being a great teammate right
Absolutely.
There. How about player of the year? A lot of interesting candidates here. Keegan Simons of Arweva, you mentioned just the stat machine that he was. Ben Obert, the numbers he can put up. Cooper Ross, also of the Carroll Tigers.
Yep.
Huge numbers this year, but you got to go with Parker Bating of the Kemper Knights.
Yeah, Parker, just a fantastic. Again, we talked about him. There just isn't anything he can do. He was a great outside shooter, and he is so good off of the dribble anymore in his mid-range game. He defends, he rebounds. He is just scary good. Kearney's getting a good one. Kearney, Nebraska is getting a really good player.
So Parker Bating is our player of the year, our coach of the year. A lot of candidates up for this one, too, including Sean Minahan, Corey Meyer of Coon Rapids Baird. Did terrific things with his squad this year. Keith Wagner, IKM Manning. You can talk about Matt Wilkin from Arweva. But the coach of the year, unexpected, another conference championship for the Carroll Tigers, Randy Beeson.
Did an amazing job. I think the two years that he's had this program have been fantastic, and you can see him kind of building. And the job that he did this year, he had a group of kids that really wanted to work hard, and they worked hard for him. And he just made great adjustments in games and did things that he needed to do to help this team win.
Kind of back to old school basketball, a lot of passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're looking for that extra pass, and it was really fun to watch. They'd get down underneath, and instead of taking that shot that maybe was a little rougher, they'd pass off. So really fun style of basketball to see.
Yep.
And so that is it. That is our KCIM Rewind teams, and I knew you would go overtime this year. You told me. Oh no, we'll fit it in, no problem.
Well, we spent five minutes talking about Northwestern.
I knew literally 2 minutes in, but 2 minutes in, we were going
to
go over.
But we're saving people. That's seven more minutes. They don't have to listen to Blankman next hour.
There you go. Well, there's always a rainbow in the other dark clouds. All right, 10:06. That is KCIM Sports Rewind for this morning.